Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Raheem and Harris Show with Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This one goes out to one of the greatest Cubs ever. Bring us a World Series championship. No better guy on the field, no better guy off the field. Anthony Rizzo and his family. If he is retiring, this one's going on. Let's hear Rizzo. Rizzo.
Man, that's how you do it. And yeah, I guess Chris Chelios did know a thing or two at the time, didn't he, when he broke that news to the crowd at Wrigley singing the seventh inning stretch. This is Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody. On 670, The Score, Mark's over at Hallis Hall. We'll hear from him at about 1:25. But there was a major announcement that happened today when it came to Anthony Rizzo. I think we all knew that at some point it was going to be time officially for him. We saw him appear on Apple TV Plus with Russ Dorsey this past season, but there was never an official retirement announcement until today. Retiring as a Cub, and here's the big part. If you want to get your schedule ready, you got to act fast. He's going to be honored this Saturday at Wrigley Field. He'll also become an ambassador for the Cub organization, and of course, now he has officially, I guess, returned to the org and will be honored as such. Now, we know Anthony Rizzo played games as a Yankee, famously traded there in that sell-off in 2021, but not a bad way if you get to play for the Yankees and the Cubs. Anthony Rizzo wearing pinstripes, of course, we know him here best in the blue and the red.
Anthony Rizzo, honor Saturday. How much are those tickets about to go for as far as if you don't already have them, getting them on the secondhand market? He's going to throw out the first pitch. But what a career for Anthony Rizzo, not just from a Cubs-centric standpoint in that what he meant to this team, but just a baseball career in a vacuum, an 828 OPS over 14 years. That's good stuff right there. 303 Amen. Career home runs. That's great stuff right there. And a guy who, of course, was an all-star three times in a row and a gold glover four different times.
Also, of course, his work for cancer patients as well. He a cancer survivor himself. And really just what he meant to fans. It's hard to explain, I think, unless you were part of it, how Anthony Rizzo wasn't just the glue. He was the productive glue, as Pat Hughes, you heard there mentioned, fan favorite, of course, but it's also because of how he produced. You know, Wrigley's not an easy place for lefty hitters to produce. He had 109 career homers at the ballpark and four straight seasons of at least 30 there. And they always seem to come at the best possible times, especially during that championship run. Here we were talking earlier, Marshall, about Ben Johnson's self-awareness. I remember when Anthony Rizzo returned to San Diego because he was part of that trade with the Padres. That's how he ended up with Chicago. And he said, I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn when I was playing for the Padres. Well, he obviously could once he was a Cub. And I just remember thinking, there's not a lot of guys who would be that casual about it. There's not a lot of people who would be that honest about it and talk to us the way he would talk to his friends.
The numbers back him up. He hit 141 as a Padre. And I think because of the success he had after he left San Diego, he can, of course, say what he said the way he said it. But I think the connection that this man had, and I think a lot of it is due to what he did outside the field of play with the fan base, I think that's what sticks out to me the most. I mean, outside of obviously the World Series win, that's like the big piece of this, right?
And he was considered a big piece of that. You know, he is a poster child for Theo Epstein's theory of change of scenery benefits athletes. You know, he of course with John Lester, that acquisition, and John Lackey, so huge for this team to become the juggernaut that it was in 2016. He was on earlier today with Mully and Haw and discussed his decision to make it actually official.
Why now, and what do you envision doing in your role as a team ambassador, Anthony?
You know, it's just coming towards the end of the year. You know, it was just had our baby, Anthony Jr., so been just engulfed in joy in that the last 3 months. And it's coming down to September. Talked to Mr. Ricketts and Crane, and the Cubs are rolling right now. The team's young, and, you know, they're scrapping right now. I wouldn't say they're rolling, but it's an exciting time, and, you know, to be part of the October run and just obviously playing there, I'm going to be a Cub forever. So the ambassador role is going to be amazing to do moving forward, and I'm excited for it.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And congratulations to Anthony on having his first baby, Anthony Jr.
They say that kids will change you. I don't know. I don't have kids, but my parents have told me how much I change them, and not just me, but obviously my siblings as well. But like, your perspective changes, right? And if you're in the twilight of your Major League Baseball career, right, and you're looking at what can I do going forward, I'll be curious to see how much more broadcasting he does. You said he was on with Russell Dorsey, of course, on MLB Network. Maybe that's a path that he might want to go down a little further.
630, credit to you. This is Rahimi and Harris talking about Anthony Rizzo and his retirement. This is hilarious. This is a callback. Will Kevin, his wiener dog, be in attendance as well? Because there's a question, a couple times Bruce would ask Anthony Rizzo just how he was doing, you know, after he was with the Yankees or whatever. And he'd mention Kevin, his dog, but you don't necessarily know it's a dog because his name is Kevin.
Kevin, yeah, that's not the typical dog name, right?
That's a good callback out of you. That cracks me up. He also discussed what it meant to him specifically to retire as a Cub.
It means everything. And it really starts from when I first got there. The players there, Dempster taking me under his wing, Soriano, Castro, Reed Johnson, Jeff Baker, Kerry Wood. I can go on. And then getting to know Ernie Hanks, getting to know Billy Williams, seeing all the guys, the past Cubs that would come in, meant so much to me. And I said it all along, but winning the World Series was so much more than just those guys, this 25 guys on the field. It was so many guys who made that happen before us. And now to be able to come back and be one of the Cubs, I guess, greats, to be able to wear the jersey, Ryan Sandberg, who is such a legend in Chicago in his passing, to now, you know, hopefully create another legacy off the field in Chicago will be amazing.
I love the connection to that. Obviously, one of the greatest to ever put on the uniform, period. A guy who had his second season with the Cubs as their team ambassador, to be connected to that and Ryan Sandberg and his legacy in his mind, you lose one, and now you get Anthony Rizzo to have that role going forward. And I have to imagine he'll be a Cubs Hall of Famer as well.
I assume that as well. You know, we just had that over the weekend, and that was a really fun moment. I think each and every day over the weekend, I was at the game on Friday, and every time they showed Sammy Sosa on the video board, everybody screamed. And he deserves that. And absolutely so does Anthony Rizzo, that's for sure. And Kevin Rizzo.
And Anthony Jr.
Yeah, so shout out to the Rizzo family, including Kevin and now Anthony Jr. Congratulations.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.